It's been a wet summer around the state, and if all the recent rain is getting you down, it might help to know the moisture is good for blueberries and cranberries in the interior. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Pat Holloway, director of the Jorgensen Botanical Gardens at UAF, says there's an upside to all the rain that's been falling around the interior this summer.
That rain that we had later on that everybody moans about, the rain actually improves the size of the berries.
Holloway says it's not just rain, but when it fell and when it didn't. She says a dry spell early in the season, along with a good midsummer rain and those over the past couple of weeks, combined to make it a good year for blueberries and cranberries.
The fruit yields have been pretty good, and so people are pretty satisfied. We've had some years that were just everything, all the hillsides are just blue, and it's not that stage, so it's not the very best that people have ever seen. But it's good.
That's unlike the situation in South Central and the Kenai Peninsula, where a species of moth has devastated blueberry bushes, severely reducing the yield in those parts. Holloway, who's also a professor of horticulture at UAF, says we haven't had that problem here in the interior.
We have not been hit by that and haven't seen any damage.
She says that's probably because we have a different type of blueberry here.
We have totally different species up here of blueberry. Ours is the bog blueberry, everybody calls it Vaccinium illiginosum is the scientific name. So it's different from the one that's on the coast. So they have a coastal blueberry and, well, they got two, maybe three species that we don't have in the interior.
And there's no question as to which variety Holloway finds tastier.
The one on the coast tends to be a little bit sweeter and blander, and ours has by far the best flavor, no question about it.
Holloway also predicts a good cranberry season for the interior and possibly a very good high bush cranberry season. But it'll be a couple of weeks before low bush cranberries are ready to be harvested, and most say the high bush variety is best harvested after the first frost. As for blueberries, Holloway says it's late in the season, so she says berry pickers will have to look around for some good patches.
Because it's toward the end of the season, you're going to have to go north and up. And so the higher elevations might have some fruit that are still mature, but most of the stuff in the lowlands is going to be either picked over or gone. So you're going to have to search a little bit more intensively for blueberries this time of year.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.